As Sheriff Joanna Brady and her re-election committee gathered in the social hall at the Tombstone Canyon United Methodist Church in Old Bisbee to await the results, everyone expected it would be an election night nail-biter, one that would end with either a victory celebration or a concession speech. This was the third time she had stood for election, and this battle had been by far the toughest. For one thing, her opponent, Donald Hubble, was a well-heeled good old boy who had money to burn. He had paid for his run for office out of pocket without having to do any outside fundraising either. He had outspent Joanna three times over, papering the whole of Cochise County with thousands of yard signs and buying spots on Tucson television channels that broadcast throughout southern Arizona. His favorite tagline, "Cochise County needs a full-time sheriff as opposed to a part-time one," was a not-so-subtle reference to Sheriff Brady's very obvious and advancing pregnancy. The one thing his paid-for commercials couldn't paper over was Hubble's well-deserved reputation as a bully of both people and animals, a reputation he had earned during the years he'd been in charge of running his father's massive cattle ranch south of Wilcox. Being both pregnant and outspent hadn't been Joanna's only stumbling blocks during this election cycle, not by a long shot. Late in August, her world had been shattered when her mother, Eleanor, and her stepfather, George Winfield, had both fallen victim to a freeway shooter on I-17 south of Flagstaff, Arizona. The tragic loss of Joanna's parents should have been more than enough to derail her re-election effort. Unfortunately, fate had much more in store. Back home in Cochise County, what started out as a routine homicide investigation had revealed that one of her longtime officers, Deputy Jeremy Stock, despite showing a good guy face to the world, had actually been an abusive and ultimately murderous husband and father. When the truth finally came out, he turned his wrath on Joanna herself. Only the timely intervention of Joanna's canine unit, Deputy Terry Gregovich and his dog Spike, had saved her life, but not before the dog had been gravely injured. 3 months later, he was still recovering and had been medically retired from his canine duties. As for Jeremy Stock, rather than be taken into custody, he had taken his own life, plunging to his death off a rock-bound cliff. The fact that Joanna had been totally bamboozled by someone she thought she knew well had shattered her confidence in her ability to read people and made her wonder how many more troubled souls might be hiding in plain sight inside her department. For a time, she'd seriously considered dropping out of the race. She might well have done so had not members of her department rallied behind her. Both her sworn officers and civilian staff members had urged her to stay in contention. Most of them had worked with her for the better part of 8 years, and they'd come to trust her. Although she could often be a demanding boss, she required as much of herself as she did of others, and she made every effort to be fair. With their backing, she fought the good fight. After her parents' funeral, and once the ink had dried on the paperwork surrounding the Jeremy Stock homicides, Joanna had gone back to campaigning with renewed effort and purpose. And now, here they were, 9 o'clock on election night, with the results just starting to trickle in. Using a bottomless checkbook to fund his run for office, Don Hubble had been able to hire a professional campaign manager and campaign workers, while Joanna's effort had relied on an army of volunteers mobilized by two of her greatest cheerleaders, her first in-laws, Jim Bob and Ava Lou Brady, the parents of her long-deceased husband, Andy. When it came time to undo the pause button on the campaign, and once Joanna made the decision to continue her run for office, they had stepped up in a big way, functioning as her campaign co-chairs. Jim Bob might have been a novice when it came to local politics, but he knew almost everyone in town, if not in the county as a whole, and he wasn't afraid to ask for help. Ava Lou had served as the campaign's volunteer coordinator and was a killer when it came to door-to-door canvassing.